This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Ping.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Shine on by, don't you know I'm a new soul? Slide on
by. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. I'm so glad to be with you here today on this first Tuesday in November 2021. Just wow, whipping through this super challenging year. Last year also challenging, but just moving through it so quickly. I'm so sorry I couldn't be with you guys last week. Getting ready for the show, and we had that blustery storm, and we just, power was out. So that was the end of that. So glad to be here today. Today, of course, we're talking about what gives your life meaning. Learn why what society says matters may or may not be what you actually find meaningful. So we're going to talk about that a bit today. And then, of course, it's Free Readings Tuesday, so you can call in by phone to 844-390-8255. That's 844-390-8255. And right now, lines are open, so give a call in, and I'm happy to help you look at kind of whatever's going on in your life from a spiritual perspective. This is my offering and service to you guys. I know it can be hard to reach sometimes with the readings fill up, the personal readings fill up really fast, and I have a lot of offerings for you guys, but sometimes it's hard to get a space. So this is a way to kind of reach me if you've been trying. In terms of what we have going on for offerings, we are signing up now for Entering Stillness, a Winter's Retreat. It's our annual winter virtual retreat, and it takes you from mid-November, or just actually early November, to winter solstice. And it just gives you a way of reimagining the holidays. And this kind of plays in with this idea that we're talking about today, what gives your life meaning. If you have started to already think of the holidays with this sense of dread or panic or both, this Entering Stillness, a Winter's Retreat gives you a way to sort of set intention before things get rolling so you can get some boundaries going on about family and any kind of pressures, get some boundaries going on for food and alcohol and substances and those kinds of spending, those kinds of things that the holidays tend to expand in our lives. And you can sort of take some time and decide what is it that actually makes you happy. And maybe what makes you happy is going for a walk in the stars, or having a certain food that you love, but skipping the traditional foods. Or maybe you want to visit family, but not stay with them. These kinds of decisions. And yes, Entering Stillness, a Winter's Retreat is also adapted for COVID and the reality of what we're facing now with that. So you can get this at sarahwiseman.com. It's right there on the front page under Spotlight. We're also actively signing up for Intuition University Winter 2022, which starts in January, but we're already over half full. So if you would like a spot, These are the groups that I teach directly. It's the only way to study directly with me. And I would love to work with you. This is where we work on the tools of spiritual intuition. And those who complete the entire program, not just the first module, but there are several modules, get to be visionary psychics on the website. And it's just such an honor to work with people. Even if you're a beginner, a lot of you guys beginners, you have these extraordinary gifts that can be developed. And it just gets me really charged up and really kind of heart feeling to think about people not knowing that they have gifts, but not knowing how to use them, and then going through this work. And, you know, it's just like a new life, basically. So it's super interesting. Let's just talk a little tiny bit before we go to the phones about what gives your life meaning. Society, linear structure, mainstream structure, dominant cultural, the patriarchal structure, whatever, lots of words to use for this culture of belief systems that we are born into. No matter where you are in the world, if you're in Berlin, you've been born into a particular belief system. If you're in Saudi Arabia, you have a belief system. If you're in the U.S., you know, if you're in the Midwest and you're on the West Coast, you're in the East Coast, you probably have different cultural systems just based on your region. And so all of these belief systems that we're raised with, you know, we're kind of downloaded these as children. Are they meaningful to us? Is the map that society hands us really the best map for us? And it's kind of like, you know, in graduation, you go up to the podium and you get your scroll. They're like, congratulations, you shake hands with the person. And everybody gets the same, you know, you've graduated high school in this case. And then you're expected to go out and what? Get a job, get married, have a family. These are just some of the common things that we're told. Go to college, just some variation of that. And maybe, you know, maybe this is not what you had in mind for your life at all. Maybe all of the structures that we're sort of nudged to don't hold what you're looking for. And I find more and more as I'm working with people in midlife and on, it's like up to midlife, we're loaded up with these belief systems. And then we hit a certain point, usually in the early 40s. Some of you guys are a little more advanced and doing it earlier. But often in the early 40s, we just take a look and go, what the heck? What the heck? What did I buy into, and why am I doing this? And is there any meaning for this? Is there any meaning to me for what I've accepted without thinking? And then this process of shedding belief systems, shedding ways of being, shedding the things that don't work for you, and honing down into that, the super essence of you, which is you living as with the soul leading, instead of living with the personality leading, or instead of living with fear leading, or living with what society, you know, society's map in your hand and using that. So what gives your life meaning, what I've found, is that it's not in the big stuff. It's in the small moment to moment. It's in the small things that we notice and that we're a part of. You know, you guys know I go for a bike ride a lot. And the other day, rode my bike. It was puddling and raining. It's been kind of stormy out here. And drove through a big puddle. Always so exciting because the puddle's, you know, a certain depth. And so it's sort of a thrill to go through it. And then got home and looked down, and on my shoe was a worm, right, that had jumped up from the puddle. And this just connection with the natural world, this unexpected visitor come into the house with me, the whole experience. And so society's map does not say, hey, you know, you're going to find your greatest joy going for a bike ride and getting a worm on your shoe, right? It's not in society's thing. And yet that was what happened. I just started laughing. I lifted the worm and took him or her, them outside. And, you know, it's these little moments. And often it's when we're in deep connect, we're outside of our personality, we're outside of our to-do list, we're certainly not hooked into reading celebrity news on social media or whatever it is, you know, fear news on social media. It's just us as our ego, mostly absent soul, connecting to the world. And this is where we just find this awe and wonder of the universe. Alrighty, let us go to the phones. Looks like first up, we've got a couple people holding, so please hang on. I will get to you as soon as I can. We've got Jennifer first up. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Nice to be here.
Yes. Wonderful. What can I help? Is this a Jennifer that I know possibly?
No, we don't know each other.
Okay.
We are in Oregon.
Oh, okay. Well, what can I help you out with today?
Well, everything that you've been talking about is kind of, well, it's ringing true for me, definitely resonating. I'm right there in my 40s. And over the summer, I decided to basically leave my current career and restart a healing practice. And that's kind of where I am. I'm just starting this, you know, new thing. I'm a little nervous. It's a little bit slow. So I'm just sort of, you know, in there waiting, doing what I can do, but hoping that I've made the right decision. It feels like the right decision. It feels like, you know, everything just kind of lined up for me to make this move, but it's just the waiting part.
So what type of healing practice is it? What type of work are you doing for folks?
I do Reiki and body talk.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah. I think that, do you have any feeling of hesitation about going deeper than before into this work, like working with people at a deeper level than you have? Is that something that's coming up for you?
It's already happening. Things are very different. You know, I say that I do Reiki and body talk, but I really feel like there's more. More to it. It feels different. It is very much deeper.
I think that is the only piece. Like, I don't think you have like a marketing issue or you'll never have clients. I think it's around the universe giving you a little time to get used to the fact that this is not surface level work that you're going to be doing. And these are not surface level clients that are coming into you. This is the real deep stuff. And it's also probably stuff that you haven't experienced before at this level. Like a spirit tribe is going to be in the room with you, working with you. And perhaps before you felt they were there or you had connection, but now it's like unmistakable.
More. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. More. The room is full when I'm working. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
This makes so much sense.
Yeah. So,
okay.
I would just allow, I think it's about fear of going so deep, you don't know how to handle it. And so I would discuss with your guides. I know this is going to be way more than I know how to deal with. And I just ask that, not so much that they limit the work, but they keep supporting you so you can keep opening to this new level. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would think by, so what is it now, November? I would think by January, everything kind of busts open. So this is like you're getting your feet wet, sort of experimenting, getting used to this idea. And then by January, things are rip-roaring. So we get ready for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm getting ready.
Good. Good. And ask your guides.
Thank you so much.
Tell your guides. I'm afraid. Help me. They will help you.
Okay.
So, good.
Got it.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Thank you. A lot of times folks getting ready to step into this deeper work. And then like, what do we do if a departed comes in? Or what do we do if some energy comes in that we don't know how to work with? Or what if there are guides in the room? Or all these things that happen all the time when we let ourselves go there. And then how do we navigate that in terms of, you know, the everyday? So so this idea of going deeper and allowing that, not being afraid, there's nothing scary in spirit realm that if you're working in the light that you can't manage. Let us go. Looks like we have Melinda. Melinda, welcome to the program.
Hi.
What can I help you out with today?
I am stuck. I don't know why. I keep creating clutter. I can't seem to clean it up. And I can't seem to move my things. And I'm going deeper in the hole. I don't know what's got me so stuck.
Yeah. How long has this been going on for you?
For a long time.
Yeah. Like how many years?
I don't know. Probably a good 5 years or so. If not even, I don't know. It's hard to say. Seems like a lifelong.
Yeah, it does. What kind of support do you have for support groups or therapists or that kind of stuff? Who's helping you out right now?
Not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. And if you were going to seek support, if it were like free support group, do you know where to go at this point?
Not really, because I can't seem to get it. No, I just wanted to know something is holding back. It's more than just this. It's something else. I don't know what.
Yeah.
Something just got me stuck.
Yeah, Melinda, I think I'm not a therapist, right? But what I'm sensing is that you have some depression and you have some trauma from the past, and you will need other people to help you get out. And this would be like some support groups would be a good place to start, like calling, if you have a doctor, asking them for some help, or if you don't have a doctor, calling some kind of crisis line and asking them to give you referral to support groups in your area. But the main thing is to not try and do this by yourself, because you've kind of been stuck in this depression zone or trauma zone for a while, and you will need other people to help you get out.
What's the trauma due to? What caused it?
I can't tell that. It feels like there's layer after layer of sort of darkness hanging on you. And you've sort of been trying to protect yourself. But what is being called for now is to grab some hands of people that can help you and allow yourself to get moving through the healing. Maybe some other resources too. So that's my suggestion. You look out for some support groups. I don't feel qualified to deal with any kind of diagnosis, but I think that is what's needed is to get some kind of professional help and kind of some support group help. If you want to email me, it's sarah@sarahweisman.com. You can email me and I'll see if I can point you into some free resources once I know your area. But I think that that's really important for you right now. Otherwise, it's kind of just more of the same. It's like you're at a choice. You can decide to get better or just kind of hang out, and it's not much sense in going through more suffering. It would be a lovely choice to kind of decide to get some help. Anyway, Melinda, thank you for calling, and appreciate you calling into the show. Yeah, it's hard. You know, people, a lot of reports on the whole isolation of COVID bringing people down. And then if you compound this onto unearthed trauma, well, all the things, trauma, addiction, depression, mental health issues, you know, like we get really stuck. And so this is where asking others, we reach to the hand that's helping us, and then we reach our hand down to see who we can help also. Looks like we have Alana. Alana, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. Yeah. I just wanted to thank you for your beautiful spirit and work and honesty and compassion. But also, I'm in a transition state. I, you know, have had a long life. I'm 67, a relatively long life. And I lost my partner of 42 years, July of 2020. And I'm kind of like in between two towns. I'm sorry to sound a little tearful at the moment. But I'm just wondering if you have any feeling about me moving forward. If you pick up anything or any advice. I mean, I know I'm, you know, not trying not to make big decisions, and I'm moving forward, but I'm kind of living in two places. And of course, both of them have a lot of memories.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell me first, what are the two places where are the two places you're living?
Well, San Francisco, which I've lived since, you know, in this apartment for 42 years. And then I bought a half a duplex in Butte, Montana, which is a completely different environment with my pretty much adopted family. Mm-hmm. And my husband, during COVID, we went there because we had a friend helping with caregiving. And so he died in that flat. So both places have a lot of memories, you know, both good and bad. Yeah. But and they're a completely different environment. So we've been artists for a long time. And, you know, I started connecting with people there and doing good projects there before I left. I came back here October 18th. And of course, I'm reconnecting with people here, too. And I'm just, you know, it sounds great. You can live in San Francisco part time. You can live in Butte part time. But obviously, if I've lived in the same place for 42 years, I'm not somebody that likes to move around a lot, because you can't really do anything substantial, you know. Always had a gallery and big workspace, so I have a funky old rent control apartment, which I'm very grateful for. But it's also, I don't want to live in the past all the time, but the past can be comforting at times. So it's kind of, you know, I'm not sure, you know. I haven't lived alone for so many years.
Right. Absolutely. What is your
first world problem, but they're my problems, you know. I want to make the right decisions moving forward. And quite frankly, physically and emotionally, I was so run down that I'm just working on getting physically better, you know.
Yeah. Okay, Alana, I want to give you some information. So it feels to me like it's fine to just relax where you are right now through the end of the year. And I feel like what's possibly missing for you, you've got the creative part of the art, but I'm feeling like the spiritual connection has been broken, or like your angry with the guides or with the universe. And that's the piece that needs healing for you, is to come back into your feeling of connection with the universe. And this is what's going to support you more than where you live, what projects you're doing, who you are around. It's this deep connection to your spiritual self. So once that happens, so you've got from now until the end of the year to kind of work on that. It feels like it's a combination of letting go of items in your San Francisco place, like clearing stuff out. And I don't feel like you keep that Butte place. It's kind of like it served its purpose, but it's no longer needed. And then so next year, deciding to release that, it's kind of like that is what sets you on. That's when things start to get moving again. So you're not stuck. You're just in a place of resting, recuperating, letting the grief move through you more. And it will be a few more months, might even be till early spring. But this spiritual connection, if you don't create that, it's kind of like you're in this dark hole. So I don't know how to like, nothing you do besides that is going to work. Friends won't help, creative project won't help, travel won't help. It's like, you just need to sit down with the universe and have some serious conversations about your heart and your grief, and ask the universe for help. So that would be where I would put my focus through the end of the year, just making that connection, resting, and then knowing that next year things start to move again. And I don't see
I
the
really appreciate.
Yeah. I see the
beauty. You don't see the beauty.
I don't see that staying. That was sort of like it was there for a reason, but it's no longer required. I see San Francisco needing to be cleared out, and that will be a lot of the healing is in clearing that out. But I don't think you're going to do that until 2022, like January. I don't think you can even face it. So just kind of get through.
Thank you.
Be gentle.
You feel like the clearing out is more things out of the space that I'm in versus I agree with that. I have trouble getting through the things.
Yeah. Well, artists always keep stuff, right? Because they might
terrible pack rat by nature, and then of course emotional connections, and you know, it's not really realistic in a one-bedroom apartment anymore without a big workspace.
Yeah,
so I appreciate that. I don't really feel the anger part that you mentioned, though. So I don't know if I'm fighting that, not paying attention to that. I think it's more.
There's a lot within you that you haven't had time yet to even look at because it's been too hard. So when you take that time, a lot of feelings are going to come forward.
Okay. Well, Alana, I feel like I'm stuck in my body.
Yeah, it's good. Just going to take some time to get it released. I'm going to let you go now, but good luck to you.
Thank you.
Next year will be easier for sure. So thank you.
Well, thank you and blessings to you and happy holidays too.
Thank you. Yeah, this idea of getting through grief in a year. That's usually not likely. Takes a long time, especially when it's someone, partner, parent, a child, somebody really close to us. I do invite you guys, there's going to be there's free lines open, so you can call in for free readings Tuesday at 844-390-8255. That's 844-390-8255. And it looks like we have Julie on hold. Julie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi. Sarah.
Yes, what can I help you out with today?
I'm actually calling, this is like It's like talking back. I can hear myself talking. Oh, now it's better.
Yeah, we can't hear you. We can't hear that. So it sounds good from this end. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm actually calling because I've been going through some stuff with my sister, my older sister. And surprisingly, while I was on hold, she called me and we haven't spoken to each other in 2 months. So I'm just wondering, I mean, Sarah, you and I know each other. It's Julie. Mm-hmm. It's Julie. We've worked together. So, I'm calling because I've been really in a challenging place for the last few months with her, with my family and everything. And so, and it's like hurtful, and I've been trying to work through stuff, but I've been kind of stuck, I guess.
What's your age difference with your sister? How many years?
We're like 18 months apart.
Oh, okay. 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 I would suggest, if you haven't taken it yet, I have a course called a self-study course. It's called something like, I think it's called Your Soul Circle, and it's about family dynamics and looking at like these primary soul relationships that we have. So mother, father, but then siblings. And siblings are really interesting because we're in the same family history, but we witness what each other goes through. And yet, because we're different souls, different personalities, we have an entirely different opinion or experience of what, you know, was in the past or even what's in the future. Mm-hmm. So we expect our sibling to be like us, and yet, you know, maybe they're not. I throw in astrology, and then we've got, you know, one person's Aquarius, the other person's Taurus. It's going to be like, you know, they're not going to see eye to eye. So
yeah, she's an Aquarius.
Okay. So I think letting go of this idea that just because you're siblings that you would see things the same way, or just because you're siblings even that you would have had the same memories or same experiences, just because you were there together witnessing doesn't mean you took it in the same way. It's really interesting. I have the same thing with my brother. We've gone through all the same stuff, right? And he sees it completely differently. Like, it's like we're not even in the same reality, because we're probably not, you know, we're each soul is kind of on its own little pathway. And so the other thing is letting go of the need to fight, especially with the sibling. Kind of that is super, it starts really young from however the family dynamic is, and then we carry those micro sibling triggers forever. And so like we're just furious with them, and we don't even know why. If they were a regular person that was not our sibling, we wouldn't even care. So kind of maybe seeing if you can go back in meditation and figure out what's the root of this triggering, like what is this about?
That's actually what I have been doing, and I have been working on it, and I've found some of the things, and I even like, you know, finally, like, I'm going to try and work with a therapist too, that will try and help me get to those trigger points of why I'm super reactive to her.
Yeah.
But, there's obviously something really deep, because it's like hurtful, even like talking about her. It's like, she hurt me. So I'm just trying to, and the way that I see it is completely different than the way she sees it. But then now it's like my whole family, I think, is starting to think that I'm, you know, I'm like being kind of ostracized.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think for a lot of people in this, like listening, like we talk in the groups that I teach about, we all feel like we're the black sheep, or we feel like we dropped in from alien spaceships into our family. And it's okay to not feel, to be the one that doesn't fit right. That is fine. That is a fine way to live. And accepting that rather than fighting it, like, oh, I'm completely different. Yeah, I'm completely different. That's my life path. I'm not gonna be in the group like everybody else is. It's just not my path. And there's a lot of relaxation that comes from just admitting that to yourself, like you're different. You see things differently. And then you don't take it personally when other people are, you know, doing their trip of whatever they're doing as a group. The other thing is, I think therapy is a great idea, and it will help you learn about yourself probably even more than learn about your sister. But I would also go in and do the meditations with the guides and ask them to show you, you know, that idea of soul to soul healing, which you've probably done. You go in, you call your sister in, and you just sit there with the guide and ask to see where the conflict is. And I think that that might actually give you some more direct access to what the real issue is. Even, I mean, I would still do therapy. There's a lot of value there, but and just see. I think that this is going to wrap up pretty quite better than you expect, easier than you expect, and faster. I think this is already in process to healing. So
yeah, I do too. I mean, yeah. I feel like it's going to, that it is going to wrap up. I mean, especially that she called while I was on hold, yeah. Which is bizarre. Yeah. But anyways, all of it, you know, like moving, having the moving parts moving in that direction. So,
yes.
Like, you know, just scheduling a therapist and all of the things. So, yeah, but I think that was great. And I really appreciate that. Just being able to accept being different from everyone and being able to accept that I'm just not in that clique.
Yeah, and considering also that probably everybody listening right now, or 90% of the people listening right now to this show and that are going to listen after are like, yeah, we're all the black sheep. It's fine. It's okay. Yeah. Well, Julie, thanks for calling in, and I wish you the best. Thank you. Thanks.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate you.
Absolutely. We do have some room to call in if anyone would like to call into 844-390-8255. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Divine Astrology. I'm trying to pull this up and make sure I can read it. Divine Astrology November 2021, which just came out. You can get it on the website. And the header on that is, so this is what I channel every month, and usually I channel them actually a couple months ahead. So this is November 2021, and the guide said for November, welcoming change. Change is always the myth of security, stability, of things remaining as they once were or always have been. These are projections of the mind created to stem fear. In truth, everything changes, and when you accept this, your experience of life is easier. By this, we mean you experience less suffering. So when you accept change, right? When you accept that change is like how it works, there is no safe haven or safe cocoon where we go and pull the covers over our head or put our weighted blanket on us, and we just accept that everything changes, just like a plant, you know, or a tree. This continual process of growth, and like a tree, the, you know, the green leaves and then the yellow leaves and the leaves fall, the tree goes into hibernation or whatever trees do in their respite season, and always changing. There's never a moment anything is still. And so welcoming this even though we've been through some pretty rough changes, right, in the past couple years, but welcoming change because change is how things are. There just isn't a time that things are stopped. We cannot stop ourselves from going from birth to death. We can't slow down that process. It's just happening. So we accept that. That's the reality. It's okay. We don't have to try and grab to the past, or we don't have to try and control the future. We just accept. This is what life is. Life is change. Okay, we're going to go back to that. Let's see. We've got Mary on hold. Mary, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hi. What's on your mind today?
Kind of along that change, mm-hmm. but I feel a little bit like I've created a lot of beautiful things in my life, and I just have no idea like where I'm going right now. And I feel like I try to create like, you know, good, healthy habits even. And I just have been, you know, just working and sleeping instead.
Mm-hmm. How long do you think this particular like pattern or segment's been going on for you? How many years?
I would say less than one.
Okay.
I just like I'll try to do like a new, you know, I'll be like, I'm going to meditate every day and I'll find something new and I'll do it. And then for a while, and then within a month or less, I'm like mm-hmm. not doing it anymore. Like I feel like I can't stick with.
Yeah.
Or find the right thing to stick with.
And outside of work, what's your level of interaction with people right now?
Mostly just my family.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where it's going to shift. I know that after all of us being, you know, so locked down. And then I found that even going to a park and you'd see like people, this is maybe more like last year, but you see people across the way and you're like, ah, people, it's so exciting. And it feels like, like just the amazement of other beings. And it feels like that's the piece, like, finding something that's a spiritual good health thing like meditation, but doing that safely with others as opposed to by yourself. And it feels like that just little bit of extra energy is what's going to shift you. It feels like you're pretty, what do you do for you? Go ahead.
I know that sounds like, I keep telling myself I'm gonna like join a yoga studio or something, and
exactly,
and I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. Your job feels very lonely to you. Do you feel lonely when you're working?
Yeah, it's sort of become. I've recently gotten into real estate, and that hasn't. I've only sold one house and mm-hmm. I'm kind of stuck with that, trying to get new clients and stuff. But my day to day, I also am a server mm-hmm. at a pretty nice restaurant. And I do very much enjoy my coworkers and I enjoy meeting people, but it also has become sort of like those interactions aren't.
Right. Those interactions aren't deep enough for what you need right now. Like you need some deep interactions. So I think yoga, that's great, but choosing like a spiritual yoga rather than a gym yoga, if that makes sense to you, like choosing that as the focus of It's soul oriented as opposed to fitness oriented. Just choosing the right teacher. And then also maybe adding one other thing, like just some kind of spiritual, it could even be, this part could be on Zoom, but some kind of spiritual support where you've got other people to talk and share with. Because it feels like you're around people in work, but there's no, it's not meaningful to you. Like you're looking for a deeper connection. So I feel like just these tiny little changes, even just a Wednesday night yoga meditation class with masks on, that's going to just lift you up. And then that will let you take the next step. And then pretty soon you'll be climbing out of, this, you know, sort of sadness that you've been in. The last thing I want to add is you're super empathic. So like, don't underestimate how much all of this that we've been going through together in terms of the pandemic, and just don't underestimate how that has had you feeling everybody else's feelings. So
definitely.
So this is where you kind of finding some folks that are wanting to lift up together, that'll be really useful to you. And it'll just be fun.
Yeah. I actually did a spiritual yoga retreat in August that had been delayed for like a year and a half. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. I really felt good about that.
That's good. Just so add more of that in. And then the last thing would be family is great, but sometimes less family is more. So just consider.
I was just wondering about that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes.
But I couldn't really say anything right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not that you don't love them. It's not that you're going to support them, but it's okay to take time for yourself and have your own interests and just kind of take a little bit of the focus off that and put it on some of these things that will uplift you would be really great. So Mary,
awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
So much.
Thanks for calling into the show. I appreciate your call and wish you the best. I think it's going to go really well. I want to go back to this. We're going to wrap up the show in just a minute, but I want to give you guys a little bit more of this Divine Astrology November 2021. You can get Divine Astrology delivered direct to your inbox. Just go to sarahweisman.com and then you'll see it's probably under blogs maybe, and you can see where to sign up there. Change is here now and more is coming. From your past experiences, you already know that whenever you move through time and space, the reality around you shifts. The people, the places, the circumstances, the events, your body, your mind, your emotions, all of these are in constant change. Recall that everything changes always, except the soul. The soul is infinite and endless, always and only one. So the soul, not just our individual soul, but actually we are part of collective soul always with everything. Hold this understanding that reality shifts, consciousness remains. Time and space and people and places and experiences and body and mind and emotion, all of these change continually and forever. Yet the soul is unchanging, infinite, expanded, one. So as more changes show up in your life, and this is what is happening now or about to happen soon. So this is, here we are in November, they're saying this is what's about to happen soon. Your understanding will help you. You are the changing and the changeless, the human and the soul self. If you feel like you want things to go back to the old way, which a lot of us have that feeling, to the way before or to how things were, know that this is not possible and it's not even desirable. All of you, and by this we mean you, capital letter U, collective soul, are making your way through the gateway of the Aquarian age. And this passage cannot happen without profound change. You are journeying, and this means all of us, the you with a capital Y, you are journeying from one awareness to the next, individually and collectively, and the journey is uncharted. Humans have not walked this path before. You will face many new experiences and be called to many new understandings, and these are present now and readily unfolding in your current reality. And then they continue, perhaps you feel you have journeyed enough in these last years. Don't we feel that? Perhaps you would like a break or a rest or some respite from the continual newness that doesn't make sense or fit into the picture of what you think you want. Or maybe it just feels too hard. We suggest a pause. Not the pause that comes from being restricted or confined or stuck or stopped. Instead, the pause you take consciously when you decide to stop, surrender, and let go. Today, for one moment, you might imagine yourself on the river of flow. Maybe you are on a boat or yacht or raft, or perhaps you are swimming, barely keeping head above water. The river is around you and you can see it is always changing. Sometimes the current is gentle and not much effort is required. Sometimes the current is rough and you have to struggle to stay afloat. You never know what lies ahead as the river twists and turns, always taking you through time and space to a new experience. I'm going to leave you guys with that for today. If you'd like to get the rest of that divine astrology for November, go to sarahweisman.com. It's free. It's probably on the blog page, or you'll figure out where it is. I can't remember where I put it, but it's there. Remembering Entering Stillness, the Winter Retreat. We're signing up for that now at sarahweisman.com. And we are also signing up for Winter 2022 Intuition University. If you'd like to be a part of that group that I teach directly, it's the most intensive work that I have, and it's complete training in spiritual intuition. Everybody, thank you so kindly for being with me today. I will see you next Tuesday. And you will find me at sarahweisman.com. Thanks for listening.